Ladies and gentlemen, hello, and welcome to Taking Back the Narrative. I am your host, Wanda, and I thank you for listening. So it's still Black History Month, and I like to really, all through the year, I like learning different things about history, especially Black history. But during this month, I pretty much go a little harder as far as learning things and getting different information. And throughout the years, since learning that a lot of the stuff that I was taught in school was either fabricated or changed around, I started to learn things on my own. I started to research and read a little more in different Black history books written by people of color who experienced it either firsthand or had artifacts and things to go back on to get true stories based on the history of African Americans. Now, one person, whenever we learn about Black history, of course we learn about Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, George Washington Carver. You learn about Harriet Tubman or Rosa Parks, Madam C.J. Walker, all great activists in our history, in our culture, and I love learning about them. I also love learning new things about them. So this year I learned some things about Dr. Martin Luther King. I learned that he was under surveillance by the FBI, and he was pretty much put into a smear campaign, an attempt by the FBI to destroy his name. I also learned that Dr. King, his famous speech, the I Have a Dream speech, was originally political. It was written out to be a political speech, but it ended up being changed mid-speech. Dr. King actually pushed the speech aside that was written the night before with a couple of other colleagues. He pushed that aside and he started to speak from his heart. He started to talk about his dream. And according to sources, the word dream or anything about a dream was not part of that speech. Someone witnessed Mahalia Jackson off to the side of the stage screaming out, "Tell him about your dream, Dr. King or Martin." And they don't know if he actually heard her say this, but eventually he started to say, "I have a dream." That's been a major part of that speech and what it's actually known for. But that to me is actually a very good fact that I didn't know. I pretty much thought it was a speech that was written out. They said it turned from being a speech into being something more of a sermon, which if you think about it and you've listened to Dr. King's speech, it sounds like a sermon. Now we have Rosa Parks. Now, I don't know if I learned this a few years ago. I learned that Rosa Parks actually wasn't the first person to be arrested for refusing to give up her seat. I learned this year that Rosa Parks was actually in the Black section, the section for African Americans, and she was asked to get out of her seat in the section where African Americans were allowed to sit in the back of the bus because all the seats in the front of the bus was taken up. So a white man needed a seat and they wanted Rosa Parks to give up her seat. That's something that I learned as well. But I learned this a while ago that a 16-year-old, she was either 15 or 16 years old, Claudette, was actually the first person to be arrested for not giving up her seat. Claudette Colvin. Now, the reason the NAACP said not to have used her because she was a pregnant teenager and they didn't want that to be the image for the representation for that civil rights movement. So they didn't end up using Claudette. They ended up using Rosa Parks, who a few months down the line had the same situation as Claudette, and she was also arrested. So that's an interesting fact. Most people know the character Betty Boop. Now, Betty Boop was a kind of racy cartoon character known for showing a lot of skin and having nice big curves. She was also a known for her babyish sound that she has. The character was created by Max Fletcher, and Max Fletcher was said to have gotten the character from Helen Kane. Helen Kane sued Fletcher, attempting to say he was using her image or her style as the Betty Boop character. In doing the trial, during the trial of Kane and Fletcher, it was discovered that Kane actually took her sound, the Betty Boop's babyish sound, babyish actions, she actually took that from a jazz singer from Harlem, Esther Jones. Now, Esther Jones, it comes to find out that Kane saw Esther Jones performing, and it was the late 1930s. She saw her performing in the jazz club doing the babyish sound, the sound that Betty Boop is famous for. I'm not going to do it because I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. But she was known for doing this sound, and the Kane, Helen Kane, actually came in and took over Esther Jones' style. She pretty much stole her style and became popular in doing so. Now, Esther wasn't as popular as Kane, but it was her style first. So Fletcher won the case over Kane because Kane actually stole Betty Boop from, stole her style from Esther Jones, like I said. So Esther Jones is the creator of the Betty Boop style that became famous. Another is the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger is also said to be created after an African American in history. Now, the Lone Ranger was said to be created after Bass Reeves. He was born into slavery, and he was he escaped. He actually escaped during the Civil War, and he started to live in Indian territories. He became, after a while, he became a U.S. Marshal, or deputy U.S. Marshal. He was a master of disguise. He was an expert marksman, and his style was pretty much taken, and the Lone Ranger was created. Now, I've never seen a black Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger I know is a white guy riding a horse, but they say that actually one out of every four cowboys was a black person. Most cowboys were, of course, Caucasian, but one out of every four was black. But when you watch, I've never seen really any black cowboys in these cowboy movies or whatever. But of course, during segregation and discrimination times, they wouldn't have used a person of color. Now we have also Bessie Coleman. Bessie Coleman was an African-American woman who aspired to be a pilot. Bessie wasn't allowed to learn to be a pilot. She was born in Texas in 1892. She ended up moving to Chicago, and with the help of one of the first African-American millionaires, Robert, she went to France. And she got her pilot's license. She learned to fly in France, got her pilot's license, and she became the first African-American woman to become a pilot. She didn't, she decided not to perform. When she came back to the States, they greeted her, the news media. She became popular, and so she got invited to do air shows since she was a pilot. And I guess it was pretty interesting to see a woman of color as a pilot. And she refused to be, she refused to do shows where people of color were not allowed to attend. Unfortunately, she was killed in a plane crash. And one of my favorite activists in Black history, someone I learned about at a young age, Ida B. Wells, performed her memorial. So that was pretty interesting to learn. Now we have Greenwood, Tulsa, Oklahoma. That was also known as the Black Wall Street. Now, I learned about this a few years ago, that a successful community of thriving African-American business owners created a district called the Black Wall Street. And in 1921, a Black man was accused of raping a white woman. That's kind of how a lot of history, a lot of things I've learned in history derive from Black men being accused of raping a white woman. And the news of that came around the community, and they wanted to lynch the man that was accused of raping this woman. Now, of course, he claimed he didn't. A large crowd formed, and they went over to the community and basically murdered over 300 African Americans and injured over 800. About 6,000 people of color were arrested, and the part of the mob was the white people, white officers, police officers were assisting other white people in destroying the Black Wall Street. They burned down businesses. They murdered people. A lot of people were arrested, and all for a woman accusing one of the men of color of rape. Now, I don't know if that's factual, but that was one of the reasons for this mob being created. And this mob ended up destroying an entire community of Black people, or their entire community. So it was Black Wall Street burned to the ground in a matter of days. And after this occurred, over 10,000 people were homeless. Their homes were burned, their businesses were burned. So pretty much what was created over years was destroyed in a matter of days. So those are a few of the Black history moments I wanted to share with you guys. I hope you learned something. I hope you learned something new. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. To hear more, please check out my other podcast on Stitcher. You can find it on Apple Radio. It's called Taking Back the Narrative. My name is Wanda, and I thank you so much for listening. It's Taking Back the Narrative. Thanks.